78 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Nashville now has its first set of regulations on data centers. The Metro Council passed rules last night limiting where they can be built based on size and energy use, as well as limits on generating power on site using fossil fuels. The bill passed with broad support and little discussion. The council also passed a moratorium on new data center permits until December. Tennessee leaders have been at odds over whether to participate in the federal summer EBT program, which helps feed school-aged children who receive free or reduced-price meals after the school year ends. Jamison Miller with member station WKMS reports a Northwest Tennessee group is trying to help struggling families keep food on the table.
Feeding America estimates that more than 1 in 5 kids in nearly every Northwest Tennessee county experienced food insecurity in 2023, the latest year on record. Tony Torres is the director of the Southwest Human Resource Agency's Summer Nutrition Program, or SUN. The group stocks grab-and-go sites across its 24-county service region, in addition to delivering to those in need. He says SUN has added routes in Lake, Tipton, and Obion counties in response to high demand.
We've never done those before, so this is something that we're reaching out to make sure that more kids are being fed.
SUN gave out over 600,000 meals last summer, but Torres says this year they're on track to give out twice that. I'm Jamison Miller in Murray.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.